I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Trump's tour, tweets, and deal. Donald Trump is on a thank-you tour to celebrate his victory. Colin Jost tells us why it makes sense for people to show up and chant his name. Jimmy Fallon tells us which song Trump has made the new national anthem. Jost, Fallon, Michael Che, and Stephen Colbert in today's Punchlines.
He isn't even president yet, and Donald Trump is already saving jobs. For instance, he has done wonders for mine.
Donald Trump kicked off his big thank you tour last night in Ohio, and I saw that his speech was on at the same time as the Charlie Brown Christmas special. It's nice because while kids are watching Charlie Brown Christmas, their parents got to watch The Great Pumpkin.
And everyone was surprised by this carrier deal. Even Donald Trump was surprised. Because, and this is true, he didn't remember that he promised to do it.
And they had a gentleman, worker, great guy, handsome guy, he was on. And it was like he didn't even know they were leaving. He said something to the effect, "No, we're not leaving, because Donald Trump promised us that we're not leaving." And I never thought I made that promise. And I'm saying to myself, man. And then they played my statement. And I said, "Carrier will never leave." But that was a euphemism.
Now, I'm not sure what a euphemism is. But I'm guessing it's a euphemism for something.
Trump had communication with the president of Taiwan, which violates a long-standing agreement between the U.S. and China. But in fairness, the president of Taiwan called him. And also, there's no way Donald Trump knows the difference between Taiwan and China. He probably just thinks one makes his hats and the other makes his ties. What did surprise me is that Trump would actually answer an unknown phone number. That guy has, like, millions of dollars in debt. I owe Chase $1,100, and when I see a number I don't recognize, I answer the phone in a Taiwanese accent.
And while kicking off his thank you tour, Trump said we spend too much time focusing on what divides us, and we need to embrace what unites us. Then he went back to visiting only the states that voted for him. Well, there you go. But after that...
By the way, a thank you tour might be the Trumpiest idea I've ever heard. He's so egotistical that his idea of saying thank you is having thousands of people show up and chant his name. That's not how thank yous work. That would be like starting a charity, but instead of helping the poor, all the money went to a giant portrait of a guy who started the charity.
I noticed that at the end of his big rally last night, Trump played the song, "You Can't Always Get What You Want." Or as it's now known, the national anthem. And you go,
Come on, of course Trump is on a thank you tour. That's his element. He loves having a big audience. That's why he's constantly on Twitter. You think he likes having dinner with Mitt Romney? By the way, why does Mitt Romney look like an Instagram model being forced to take a picture with the man who just bought him a new butt?
This is kind of weird, though. I read that a 2012 erotic novel entitled Trump Tower is actually sold at the gift shop in the building and describes the sex lives of people who live and work there. Yeah. You can also purchase the audiobook. And just a warning, it's a little graphic, but take a listen to that.
Chapter 1. We lock eyes from across the room. My heart pounds out of my chest as a single drop of sweat runs down my neck. I've never been around such beauty. It is the most stunning self-portrait I've ever seen. Chapter 4. It's 3 a.m. I can't let go. I have to do it. The yearning is deep, so I reach my hand over and gently press. Tweet.
Nate, steamy.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.